Mike Wilkening and Eric Edholm back on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. We are now joined by Executive Editor Dan Arkish, who covers the Green Bay Packers for us. And Dan, Brett Favre appears to be flirting with a comeback, and there is nothing definitive as we tape in the middle of this week, only lots of speculation and considerable intrigue. Tell us what you're hearing about the latest on Brett Favre.
Well, you're right, Mike, when you say it's a very fluid situation, but from all you know, we can tell right now, the ball is in GM Ted Thompson's court. You know, the rumors have been flowing that Favre's agent, Buss Cook, has requested that Favre be taken off the Packers' reserve retired list within the next 10 days. And, you know, Thompson is going to have to react to that, but the whole pro football world is just kind of waiting to see what happens. The options at that point would be to welcome Brett back with open arms or release him or work out an amiable trade.
All right, let's talk about those options, Dan. I mean, like you said, he's either going to be on the team, he's going to be outright released, or he's going to be traded. Let's talk about the trade scenario, because that seems like the one that might, you know, give them the most problem, because it just doesn't appear to be a team out there that A, needs a quarterback to start this year, and B, isn't in the division, and C, is willing to give up the draft picks. Talk about some possible destinations where you think he might fit if he were to be traded.
Well, you know, I mean, it's Brett Favre that we're talking about, Eric, so I think he would fit in a lot of different situations. You just have to kind of figure what he exactly would want. I mean, does it have to be a contender? Does he want it to be close to his digs down in Mississippi? Obviously, the really great fits that are out there are in the NFC North,
right,
like Minnesota and Chicago, and you know that that's not a real possibility. I think that, you know, we're talking about an amiable type of a situation here, but I think they would try to keep Brett as far away from the NFC North as possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners that for any updates on the Brett Favre story and everything else that's happening as the NFL prepares to come back from its summer slumber, the best place to turn is Pro Football Weekly and ProFootballWeekly.com. And we thank Dan for that report. It's now time to take a look at one of the AFC's top contenders with our colleague Matt Sohn. Now, Matt, the Jacksonville Jaguars signed Jerry Porter from Oakland in the offseason, and they traded for former Vikings first-rounder Troy Williamson. Now, the evaluators I talked to before free agency were all over the board on Jerry Porter, and it's safe to say consistency has been a concern with him over the years. And the Vikings gave up on Williamson, a former first-rounder, after only three seasons. But you're hearing both might be ready to make the most of their first fresh starts in Jacksonville. Tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And right now there are certainly only good vibes coming out of Jacksonville regarding Jerry Porter and Troy Williamson. They've been active participants throughout the offseason program. Jerry Porter did have a mild hamstring strain toward the end of it, but by and large, they were really cultivating that great talent that everyone knows that they've had. And these have been very enigmatic players. As you said, Jerry Porter had clashes with the coaching staff out in Oakland. That was certainly a derisive issue throughout his stay there. And Troy Williamson, the question was his hands. We always knew he had the speed and he had the talent, but he couldn't really seem to latch onto the ball. And throughout the OTAs and minicamp, they've really done a very nice job of that. And this is an offense that's on the verge of taking off. Dirk Cutter, in his first year's offense coordinator last year, really had a conservative game plan. It was ground-oriented. They had a very short passing game, and he really wants to open this up. This is a guy that was known for his high-octane offenses in college at Boise State and Arizona State. These are the receivers he really feels can take this offense to the next level, and when you got an emerging quarterback like David Garrard, that's certainly something that you want to try to exercise.
All right, Matt, I'm immediately suspicious. I mean, I've covered the Vikings now for a couple of years, talked to enough people up there that, you know, Troy Williamson is not a name to be held in high regard up there. You know, they thought he had all kinds of problems. I mean, one of them was this, supposedly this LASIK eye surgery. He was going to correct his vision. He wasn't seeing the ball. He had this, you know, awful eyesight. And after that got fixed, he had his worst reception total ever, despite starting eight games. So, you know, what has been the biggest difference? Has he been catching the ball? I mean, he always looked good in practice. It was game time that caused him the most problems.
You're right, Eric, and that is an issue. Everyone during OTA, sometimes you can say, oh, they look like a workout wonder, and that's certainly something that's going to need to be keeping an eye on, is how is he going to translate what he's doing on the practice field onto the actual gridiron when it counts during a game when the clock is running. And that's obviously something that we're not going to know toward the start of the regular season. But all indications are that he is catching the ball very well. And that was something that obviously plagued him throughout his time in Minnesota. And it's really, when you're looking at this receiving court, you got a bunch of guys that are very talented, but you want some guys to separate themselves.
We thank Matt Sohn for his work on this story. And we return in a moment with some college football talk on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.